A year ago today was the deadline for CEOs of the largest 700 public companies to certify personally that their corporate financial statements really were accurate. This was a new rule from the Securities and Exchange Commission in an era of corporate corruption. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, what specifically did the rule require CEOs to do?
It required them and their CFOs, the chief financial officers, to get out a pen and sign their John Hancocks on the dotted line, personally attesting to the accuracy of their books. And that means, presumably, that they have personally gone over the spreadsheets and accounting registers, perhaps even done some math and made sure things were on the up and up. The deadline last year was imposed so companies would stop issuing so many earnings restatements, and so investors could make informed decisions instead of always waiting for the next profit revision to come out.
So before this, the CEOs didn't have to sign? They didn't have to agree that their financial statements were true?
Well, yeah, they did have to sign, but now there's more to sign, basically. The stuff they're affixing their signatures to is more detailed, more involved, and really makes it explicit that they are the ones ultimately responsible for the numbers that come out in their quarterly earnings statements, their annual reports, not the accountants, not the bookkeepers, not the mailroom guy. And, you know, they can't say, hey, I was relying on, you know, Arthur Anderson to make sure it was all accurate.
Well, if this rule passed and it was meant to address problems, how come I keep hearing in recent weeks more companies are issuing restatements of profits for the first quarter and the second quarter? It's still going on.
It sure is. They are, but you're right. We've heard plenty of restatements over the last year, including from WorldCom, where its profit revisions went from $4 billion to $11 billion. HealthSouth and Bristol-Myers Squibb are two others where the CEO signed off and then the company restated. But corporate watchdogs say what this really did was to ferret out those bookkeeping problems instead of having them stay hidden behind, you know, all these fancy accounting schemes. CEOs can be personally liable now if they've got some funky finances.
Tess, what else is going on today?
Well, in the Marketplace newsroom today, we're watching what's become a slew of insider selling on Wall Street, the legal kind, of course. So we're going to look into what that signals in corporate America.
Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.